Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta pay some music to Brother John get in the room.
It'd be crazy.
Brother Mike out.
You
know, he get in the room, I'll get on him too.
But this deep hole I am in, I'm sure I won't tell if it's night or morning. They say life is just a dream for goodbye, and so I'm trading my nightmares and my money. Something deep inside me says, go
confident, your grace is sufficient through dangers and distress. I'll worship you, Almighty. I'll worship you,
Jesus. Your love endures forever.
Call you Lord, so wonderful and great.
want to welcome you to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries here at the Blog Talk Room. We have a special presentation this evening. We are doing a teaching for a church, doing a seminar in the San Diego area and Mount Vernon, Alabama. Also, we are connecting with another church from Leesville, Mississippi. All right. We got one more song. We're going to be talking about the way of love. The Apostle Paul making the greatest commandment is to love. And when we don't love a person and forgive a person, you go away from the tendencies of the kingdom of God, and it really hurts you. What is love? There are three ways of love the Bible speaks of: agape, phileo, and eros. We're going to be explaining those loves and show you some powerful, powerful scriptures tonight that will free you so you can understand what is God's love. Here is Jermaine Edwards, his newest from Island Records out of Spanish Town, Jamaica.
The mediocrity that I won't accept. As long as God give me life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. Not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me, or fill me with doubt. Faith is the substance of things so far, and the evidence of things that I've not seen. I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can go higher. And for that
listen to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. God bless. Good evening. Welcome. We're doing a seminar for a church, some churches, and we're going to be talking about the way of love, the commandment that God has given us to love. This world does not know anything about love. The world will not love you. It hated Christ. If you're born again and have accepted Yeshua as your Lord and Savior, you're supposed to be a peculiar people, supposed to be. That's based on how much you want to be and pleasing to God. But God commands us to love. And this is a very, very powerful, powerful commandment that the Lord has implemented for us to do, is to love. We have to love. It's too much animosity in the world. There are so many people that is in need of love. Most young women who become prostitutes never had a father figure and go to the pimp for a father figure and wind up calling him daddy. Well, a daddy doesn't abuse you and rape you and force you to do indecent things just against your moral character. A father doesn't do that. God does not do that with us. And if God, patient, were his son, and he had to watch his son die for us, I know that was excruciating for God to witness his son die for something that he never did, never had, it wasn't fault for any of the problems of mankind's sin due to Adam and Eve, but Jesus cared for us enough, and that his father gave him as a sacrifice for us for the offering of sins, but therefore we no longer have to cut goats and lambs. That's love. We're not under the old school master. We're under the grace of God now. So we're going to look at this journey that the Apostle Paul speaks of in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, your word say, where there are two or more gathered together in my name, therefore that I am in the midst. We thank you for your presence. We ask that the Holy Spirit use me as your oracle. We take authority over Satan and any unclean spirit that will try to stop a person from hearing. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray, amen. Please turn to your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to go to verse 1. Now, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to show you something. And I need two Bibles to do this. We're going to get it done. All right. In 1 Corinthians 13:1, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of an angel and have not charity, which is love, I am become as sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. Here it emphasizes that the spiritual gift without having God's love is unprofitable. The more excellent way, it is not love, love instead of gifts, but rather that exercise spiritual gift in love. As the only content in spiritual gifts can fulfill God's will, love must be the governing principle of all spiritual manifestations. Paul therefore exhorts the Corinthians to follow after love and desire spiritual gift, he says in 1 Corinthians 14:1. They must earnestly desire the things of the Spirit because they sincerely want to help, comfort, and bless others in this life that we live in. We cannot bless others in bitterness and malice and anger. God has really been dealing with me with my soul and really been showing me that as a leader here, I can't allow the devil to make me say something to my family that I'm going to regret. I can't be an instrument of that. Any of us in a leadership positions can't be an instrument of that. And when we get all upset and get in the flesh, it pulls us away from God and it brings spirits. We're going to be discussing that also. The spirits come with not having love. Please turn to 1 Corinthians. We're talking about the way of love that the Apostle Paul here is explaining. And he says in 1 Corinthians 13:2, and though I have the gift of prophecy, wow, and all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, watch this, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. You see, the purpose of why God wants us to use this commandment far above all is that it gives the person who's the offender an opportunity to be released if they ask God for forgiveness. It gives the victim an opportunity for the Lord to repair your hurts and your pains. But when we don't put love is a mediator between two humans. Now, sometimes love has been misplaced with lust, and therefore it is not love. Listen to this. Those who live and filled with religious activities, including tongues, prophecy, and great works of faith, but have not love. How can a person have all that? Because they believe, but they don't have love. That's a part in their life. Even in the Bible, in the book of Philippians, the Bible says you can teach out of strife, which is not love. And sometimes you have pastors that teach out of hate, teach out of anger, and that spirit can transfer to the hearer. Are lacking in knowledge and of true spirituality. God is not impressed with religious works. Without love, it all adds up to nothing in his eyes. Being in Christ and filled with his love for people precedes out doing things for him that he would want us to do. He said, go and become an example of the earth. That's love. You got to forgive. And that's really hard to do, especially when we have been subject to our mother and father's doctrine that may have been opposite of God's word, and we are all guilty of that. We have no real place in the kingdom of God if you don't have love. Now, let me show you something. I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, and this is a prime example of what God is trying to say tonight in his word. I said in his word. I'm not preaching. I'm just showing you what's in the Bible. That's what people should do, and they won't get themselves in no trouble. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. All right. 7:21. Now, this will show you that if you don't have love, you can cast out demons, you can speak in tongues, you can interpret the tongues, you can give a prophetic message, you can speak exhortation, you can do all the nine gifts. And if you don't have love, you can go to hell, including people who cast out demons. You see, John Eckhart was right when he said, yes, your name is written in heaven when you cast out demons, but they can be erased out if you don't live a godly life. We can't let a person control us through what they do to make us go against the word of God. That means that we don't love the word of God. But this is a powerful example of people in the ministry that don't have love. I was appalled to see this video of Creflo Dollar and this other fool, Bishop Thompson, Leroy Thompson. And there was no love when they just people throwing money and they just jumping out of my, the money, and they just, and then one guy walked up to him. He said, here, take my wallet. Give it all to the Lord. That's crazy. Give what you want. Give me that wallet. Yeah, okay, yeah, go on. That's not love. And there ain't even no gifts with that, what they doing. Now, imagine a person having gifts. Watch this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. When you do the will of the Father, that means more to him than prophesying, casting out demons, because the Father's will is to love, for God so loved the world. Turn to John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever perished in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He sent his Son. That's love. And you can have all the gifts and still miss it. In Matthew 7:22, it says, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? That's a gift. In thy name. And in thy name have cast out devils. That's a miracle ministry. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. Listen to this. Jesus specifically taught that the carrying out of the will of his heavenly Father was a condition of entering the kingdom of heaven. However, this does not mean that we can gain our merit salvation by our own efforts or works. This is true for the following reasons. One, God's forgiveness comes to us through faith and repentance made possible by the grace and sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. Two, the obedience to the will of God deemed by Christ is indeed an outgoing condition for salvation. But Christ also declares that it is a grace belonging to salvation of the kingdom. As such, we must continue to pray for it, receive it, and put it into effect by sincere faith and earnest prayer. Note the Lord's Prayer, and that many detects toward believers to put sin to death and to present themselves to God as living sacrifices. Three, we are capable of doing the will of God and living righteous lives by virtue of this gift. God's grace, power, and spiritual life continue gives us through us through Christ in Ephesians 2:5. The scriptures declare that by grace are ye saved through faith. And this is why God wants you to love, because he's established this. If God sent his own Son, he's saying, look, you can't be having animosity against someone if you say that you love me as a Christian. But you ready to go jump to that preacher and listen to him in that church and not speak to your husband, or the husband not speak to the wife or the child or whatever, and bring animosity, but yet you ready to go to church and praise me and leave him home or leave her home or the kids home. That's a double heart, Psalms 12:2. And a double heart opens the door to a double mind, and that brings schizophrenia. God's grace always makes possible the obedience he demands of us. It is subscribed to God's redemptive action, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasures. Yet God's gift of grace does not annually to human responsibility or actions. We must respond positively to God's gifts of obedience. For we remain free to reject God's grace, to refuse to draw near to God through Christ, and to refuse to pray for and accept the life of obedience is foolishness. Now watch this. Jesus specifically states that there will be many in the church who will minister in his name and believe they are his servants. Yet in reality, he does not know them. To escape the deceit of the last days, church leaders must totally commit to the truth and righteousness revealing God's word, and not consider ministering to people in the soul or in the flesh that takes away the love and grace of God as established for the church. This is why he say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. Yeah, you can do all the casting out of demons and all that, but you're missing something. You cannot get in the way of God's justification to human beings. That's why he says that they have been justified by his blood. So when you don't love, you interfere with the process of God and human in creation for God to forgive people based on the grace he has established for those whom he called. And that is a violation of the spiritual university laws of God's word. And a lot of people don't realize that they fall into this trap. Okay, let's go back to 1 Corinthians. And we're in chapter 13. And we're going to go to 10 verse 4. charity suffereth long. Let's go back to 13:3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profit me nothing. That's powerful. So all that you do, that's works. But you have to love. Go back to 2. And though I have the gifts of prophecy, you can have all these gifts and all that, but if you do not have love in you, it's going to cut you off from God. Yeah, you can operate in the gifts. The Bible just showed you that. With supernatural faith, but no love. I didn't say that. The Word says that. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and 7. Verse 4. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity values not itself. It's not puffed up. It's not. It doesn't have pride. The section describes love as an activity and a behavior, not just an inner feeling or motivation. The various aspects of love include here characterize God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Every believer must seek to grow in this kind of love. Now that is agape love. The phileo love is we have one another toward Christ, and eros is sexual love. But that can be perverted and it not be love. So there's many ways that the enemy, the devil, can take love away from us, especially unforgiveness. So we got a lot to cover with this on love. So I really can tell you it's not going to be part one. It will be part two tomorrow because there's just so much to cover. And I want to give everything God gave me on this so that you can be blessed. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, does not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. That's love. So, you talking to your wife and you thinking evil of her, that's not love. The Bible just said that. You talking to your husband, you looking at him mad at something that he said 5, 6, 7 months ago. That ain't love. Now, what about if you die in that? The blood going to be on you if you die in that. God doesn't want us to die in that. That's not for you to do. God sent his son to do that. You can't get in the way of that. And this is why God wants people to love, because if he's forgiven and he had to give his son didn't do anything. You think Jesus wanted to die? Man, please. He said, Father, take this cup away from me. He was human. He understood every human feeling, and that's love for God to send his son whom he made all creation. And even at the cross, Lashabani, Psalms 22, oh my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Christ, God never forsaked him. Died saving a man. That's love. That man said, you don't deserve to be up here. And he say, because of this, you're going to be with me in paradise. He's always available. So here you go with your prideful self, your arrogant, I started to say something, your prideful self, and you won't forgive somebody because they done hurted you. But see, that comes from ignorance, and we're going to explain that later on. Verse 6, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Brethren, all things believe, all things hope, at all things endure, all things. Charity never fail. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. I need to explain that. I know we're talking about love, but I need to explain that because a lot of Baptist doctrine believes that tongues is gone. A lot of theologians have that type of doctrine. Let me correct that now. Spiritual gifts as prophecy, tongues, and knowledge will cease at the end of this age. The time is described as when that which is perfect has come. At the end of history, when the believer's knowledge and character become perfect in unity after Christ's second coming, until then we need the Holy Spirit and his gift. Listen, until Christ's second coming again. That's when it has ceased, but right now it has not ceased. Tongues have not ceased. So don't let anyone stop you from speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:39, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophecy and forbid not to speak with tongues. don't stop no one to speak in tongues. And, you know, the Lord has been dealing with me with confessing and speaking the word of healing. We're going to do a teaching on healing next week, inner healing with any kind of sickness. We can get healed. We have the scriptures. We have the belief. And we should not be sick and accept any sicknesses. That's next week. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:9. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a glass dark, but then face to face know I in part. But then shall I know even as I also am known. And now abide in faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is what? Love. And now abide it, faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So love is over faith, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Let's read it again. And now abide it, faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is love. You know, I look back, I was driving, coming back home today after I went, I had to go get something from the store for me and my wife. And I was meditating with the Lord, and I saw all the stupid stuff, how God delivered me from it. I can go with a gun against my head. I can just all kind of stupid stuff. That was his love and grace. And for him, for me to be having anger and bitterness with somebody 3 or 4 days, I can't afford to do that. See, God gave me a second chance. I was supposed to die. You know, I wasn't supposed to live that, what I went through. But I did. So I don't like to hold grudges in my heart to people, because that hinders you from your prayer of God. The minute you get out of love and won't turn the person over, the minute you're going to get in trouble. I want to share something with you. Love and forgiveness. Consequences that flow from our failures to forgive and to be forgiven: bitterness, strife, disharmony, hate, and war. There are two directions of forgiveness represented in the Bible. These two directions, as well portrayed by the great symbol of our Christian faith, the cross. The cross have two beams, one vertical and one horizontal. These two beams represent the two directions of forgiveness. The vertical beam represents the forgiveness that we all need to receive from God, and that can only be received through our identification with the sacrifice and the resurrection of Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus. The horizontal beam represents our relationship with our fellow men, and it speaks of the forgiveness that in this case is two-way. The forgiveness we need to receive from others and the forgiveness we need to give to others. Once again, the only place where we can receive the grace from that kind of forgiveness is the cross. In Hebrews 4:16, God says he'll give us grace in time of need. But when you don't forgive the person, you're shedding down the powerful commandment. As we saw tonight in 1 Corinthians 13:13, love is above faith and hope. My God, that is powerful. Do you know faith moves mountains? In Psalms chapter 32, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and whose spirit is no deceit. That is very, very powerful. Study the three most powerful words by Derek Prince Ministries. Discover the freedom of releasing ourselves to a person. Try it sometimes. You see, the Lord has given me something. And I'm here. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. I need to do this. Somebody out here needs this. Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Now, I want you to go to 12:15. And listen to this. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble of you, and thereby many be defiled. A root of bitterness refers to a deep-seated resentment in one's heart that continues to grow and has consequences for others. Here, it may refer to an attitude of bitter resentment towards God's discipline or a person or a child of God or an unsaved person, instead of humble submission to his will for our lives. Bitterness can also be directed toward persons in the church. It results in defiling the person who is bitter, making him or her unfit approaching God's prayer. If not dealt with, the root of bitterness can also spread and defile many others in the church community and in the homes of individuals, destroying the holiness which without which no man shall see the Lord. That is powerful. And there are a lot of people that's bitter, and that's not love. Another thing that I need to share with you is that when God disciplines us, that's love. And when you don't accept the discipline, a physical father disciplining their children, man, my son had to go on a restriction. I ain't like putting that ball on no restriction. I can't go nowhere ahead of that and you in the room because you ain't do your homework. That ain't good to see nobody go through that. Well, when God tries to chastise us, that's a process of the love of the Father that's trying to correct you, because he don't want you to be doing something that you don't even know that you're going to do wrong, because he can see and know everything about you. Listen to this. This is a phase of love that people don't talk about. You know, open rebuke is better than love. Open rebuke, the Bible says. See, that's a form of love that nobody talked about. But it's love. Luke 9:55, but he turned and rebuked them and said unto him, "You not know what manner of spirit ye are of." See, when you don't have love, you're going to have all kinds of demons. Now, listen to this. I want you to hear me. This is so important. In Hebrews 12:5, this has a lot to do with God's love toward us. We're talking about the love of God, and we're going to talk about how we should forgive others. Look like that's going to have to go into the next segment because I'm about to run out of time. I got a 40-minute segment on our drop line. But here, I'm going to show you something and connect this with love. In Hebrews 12:5, and ye have forgotten the exhortations which speak it unto you as unto children. Anytime you hear the Bible say, my little children, he says that in 1 John 5:21. He's talking about born-again Christians. He's talking about you're a child to him. Now watch this. My son. This is Hebrews 12:5. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. And there's a lot of Christians. They want to be loved, but they don't want to be corrected so that they can be loved. I'm talking about correction by the Lord. I'm not talking about correction by me or your mother. A spiritual correction. Several facts about God's discipline to the believer. and the hardship and troubles he allowed us to suffer. They are a sign that we are God's children, are an assurance of God's love and concern for us. The Lord's discipline has two purposes, that we might not be finally condemned with the world, 1 Corinthians 11:31-32, and B, that we might share God's holiness and continue to live sanctified lives without which we will never see the Lord. There are three possible consequences of the Lord's discipline. We may endure the hardship and God leads us through to submit to God's will and continue to remain faithful. By doing this, we will continue to live as God's spiritual children and share his holiness. If we yield to the fruits of righteousness, we will see the fruits in those around us. To rebel against God because of the sufferings and hardship and thereby fall away is apostasy. Under God's will, trouble may come as a result of our spiritual warfare with Satan as a test to strengthen our faith. Our works, 1 Peter 1:6-7, Matthew 7:24-27, Ephesians 6:11-18, 1 Corinthians 3:13-15, as a preparation for us to confront others in time of need, we would know how to. 2 Corinthians 1:3-5, and to manifest the Christ-likeness in us, 2 Corinthians 4:8-10, and 12 and 16. In all kinds of adversity, we must seek God and examine our lives. That's love. Search 2 Chronicles 26:5, Psalms 3:4, Psalms 9:12, Psalms 34:17, and forsake all that is contrary to his holiness. Get away from that. Psalms 61:12, and you will see the power of God operating. So God loves us, and sometimes we have never understood that type of love, and this is why some people don't allow the chastening of the Lord. I said not some, not all. Now, I want to, before I get ready to close, is to give you the demons that go with unforgiveness, because if you don't love, these demons are going to come. You can say hello to the demon of bitterness. You can say hello to the demon of resentment. You can say hello to the demon of hatred. You can say hello to the demon of unforgiveness. You can say hello to the demon of violence. You can say hello to the demon of temper. You can say hello to the demon of anger. You can say hello to the demon of retaliation. And you can definitely say hello to the demon of murder. Now, if that don't awaken you, you need to forgive. And I remember one time this lady was saying to me and Sister Durden, this is when we had an office. Boy, that was 10 years ago. And me and Sister Durden had an office, and the Lord was moving me from the office because I was getting equipment to start the radio ministry. And we was just starting into the ministry, but we had enough experience where God had prepared us for this person. And this sister in Christ came up to us, and her husband was with her, and a poor man was outside smoking cigarettes like chained. He was nervous. And the Lord revealed to us he had a spirit of nervousness, but it was the spirit in his wife that was making him nervous. And she said how much she loved the Lord, and she loves her pastor, and love, 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 love. And God gave me word of knowledge. I said, ma'am, you haven't forgiven your husband. You know what that woman told me? I'll never forgive him. Now, I just heard, go to Psalms 12:2. Psalms 12:2. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. That was double heart. She's praising God in her heart, but yet in the other heart, I don't want to forgive him. And we couldn't do nothing. So we went outside, and the man said, I just really wish my wife forgive me. And he explained what he did, and I don't want to explain the man's sin on national internet worldwide. I don't want to do that. I'm just here to give you this testimony so that you can forgive and have love for people. And he said, all I want my wife to do is just forgive me. he got his deliverance, but she never got hers. About a year or two later, she came back. She got cancer because of unforgiveness. It is not for you to hold a grudge against anyone. You have to carry that to the Lord. You have to ask God, Lord, help me release this. Release it to him, because it will hold your prayers up. Matthew 5:22, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thy brothers, that thy brothers have an altar against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first, and be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and give thy gift. I really believe a person who doesn't forgive does not understand love. You know, in 2 Samuel, I did a study on King David. And that was a very powerful, powerful teaching. And God showed me that King David really loved him. Because when Nathan the prophet was talking to him, he said, I'm that person, I sin. He had enough respect for God to release himself. And God said, that sin I will not destroy you with. Because in the Old Testament, adultery was an offense by stoning. And God saw his heart. And God sees your heart tonight. God wants you to love people. And David said, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord has put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. As we study tonight in 1 Corinthians 13:13, we know that love is above faith and hope. God wants you to forgive. Scriptures to forgive and to understand forgiving. Psalms 85:2. Psalms 86, verse 5. Psalms 103, verse 3 and 12. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Matthew 5:44. Matthew 6:14-15. Matthew 18:21-35, Mark 11:25-26, Luke 17:3-4, Ephesians 4:32, and let's just glance at Ephesians 4:32. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. God has forgiven us. We must forgive each other. It's a beautiful scripture in Ephesians 4:32. Also Colossians 2:13, Colossians 3:12-13, and Hebrews 8:17. I hope you've been blessed this evening here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. You're welcome to come into our talk room, air code 646-378-1857. You can come in on our blog talk radio every night. Call in, listen to us, and hit option number one, and you can participate in all of our teachings that's live every night at air code 646-378-1857. Those who are still listening on internet radio, we have Apostle Andrew J. Scott live sermons that's going on right now out of Kingston, Jamaica. Go to www.livedeliverance.com and hit live stream. Don't forget to tell someone about this Internet Radio Ministries. We've got 3 more new subscribers. We need 3 every day. Tell someone. Please go. We need you to market this for us. If we can get that done, we are good. Keep us in your prayer, first of all, and ask the Lord, whatever he puts in your heart to sow to this ministry, you obey the Lord. I'm not the one that's going to try to talk you in and sucker and quote some scriptures for you to give. That's not me. I pray that the Lord move in your heart and that you follow the obedience of the Holy Spirit to give to this ministry. We're going to talk about some holiday things tomorrow. Christmas, is it in the Bible? What are we thankful for? We should, Christ and his resurrection is every day to me. I don't need one day to celebrate Christmas. Jeremiah 10, it speaks about the Christmas tree. We're going to just deal with all these traditions tomorrow. And what does the Bible say? You can enjoy yourself, but don't get caught up in getting in debt over one day. Use wisdom. Shalom to you. We're going to go now back to our Blog Talk Radio. Here goes 646-378-1857. Okay, see if we got any comments toward this sermon. Error code 347. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You have any comments, my brother?
Brother Emmett, man, it's a very, very scripture-filled, absolutely correct teaching, brother. Love is the most important thing, and I would love the whole world to have more of that, especially in Christ Jesus, to have that true agape love, and for Christians moving unity with love as well. I believe that if we have more of that, then maybe the power of God would really move through us too, with that love in us. But Paul made it perfectly clear that that's the one thing that we have to always have. We have to love our neighbors, even as we love ourselves too. And love is very important, and it can be very difficult to love somebody else too. And especially when there's so many demons working through everybody.
Yeah, that's true, brother. But yes, you're right. And if we, that's a challenge for everybody. I'm going to have part 2 of this tomorrow on love and lust.
Love and lust, amen. But brother, I've been having a lot of trouble loving my neighbor. Neighbors, and even at work, to love, there's things about bosses and about masters, and of course, to submit, and it's just so many different things, that Christ commands us that we do, and it's a challenge, but it is definitely humbling, and if we just press in, God gives us grace, more grace every single day, and that is what is sufficient for us, right?
That's right.
So that's what I fall back. That's what I fall back on, but I just try to keep on smiling, keep on praying, keep on giving it to the Lord, and he takes me through. Amen, brother.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That's powerful.
Amen. That's right, brother. Yep, that's right. The strength is made perfect.
2 Corinthians 12:9.
Yes. Amen, brother. That is a beautiful scripture, brother. And yes, it is tough. Paul says that he glories in his infirmity, because when he's weak, he's strong, and so that the hand of God can rest upon him when he's weak. It's such a beautiful thing when you try to look at that, and then when we think about it, it really isn't about being physically strong, but it's about letting the power of God rest on you, even if they're not the biggest guy, even if they're not the strongest guy, you know, strength to men is something big, just like beauty to a woman is. You know, because men don't. I mean, we don't want to see beauty.
Right.
You know what I mean? We want to lift things, you know, sometimes, and you know, want to be able to move things. But God's word says that it's more important to have a strong spirit than to have a, you know, strong outer body. Because this
That's
outer
right.
body, either way, right?
That's right. That's right.
So our outward
That's
man
right.
first, our inward man is going from glory to glory every day. So
that's right.
But that's the most important thing, brother. But love. Love is the key. Love is what's gonna drive us.
That is so cool, man. That was good insight, brother. You blessed me. You preached to me, man. You taught me the word. Amen. That's what it's all about, admonishing one another.
This is always bless you, brother. It is an honor to be here. I know that the mission is expanding, and I'm gonna support it in every way that I can, brother. We're getting some things here in order, but I know that the hand of God definitely rests upon this ministry, and you know, I could see it, and just with people, and I'm always putting it out there too. I'm always sharing it. Even to the unsaved people too, whether they receive it or not, because you know, you never know. You know, today could be their last day.
That's right.
You never know.
That's right. 8845. I'm proud of you, man. Lift up Brother Mike. Tomorrow you're gonna get traded. We have trades tomorrow, so get ready.
Man.
Got trades.
I gotta lift myself
both. we got trades tomorrow. You'll be leaving somewhere tomorrow.
I just hope it's not Cleveland, because I hate Cleveland in my spirit. Now Cleveland's there.
It's no, it may be there. it may be there. I'll let you know tomorrow.
All right.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you too, brother. I love you, brother. Hello.
Love you too, man. Yes, sir. Love you too. Erico 228. Erico 228. Hello, sister, how you doing?
Good.
Have you graduated?
No, next week is finals, and I'm done.
All right.
Yeah. So,
yes.
I still haven't heard anything about, you know, my classes being paid for, but, you know, I'm still keeping the faith up and, you know, passing down negativity.
Okay, Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray against negativity. We thank you for the precious blood. We know you will carry and escort this sister through all success. The Lord has sent me for you to trust him and take the authority over the devil and speak against him. When the thoughts come, shed it down. Speak against the devil. He told me to tell you, speak against the devil and keep your armor on. Yeah, ma'am. Speak against him. We come up against any demonic spirit in the name of Jesus that will try to block the sister's success. It won't happen. Go. By the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen. Give me another praise report and keep up with me when you get out of school.
Okay. And the unforgiveness thing you were talking about.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I have issues with unforgiveness. Sometimes I feel like God puts certain people in my heart to pray for them. And sometimes, like, my unforgiveness, it blocks me from, you know, from praying for them. Or, you know, that memory recall you were talking about, like, you know, that happened. It's just so hard.
Yeah. But just ask God to help you release it, because it only hurts you. You don't want to get hurt because it blocks your prayers. God don't want any of our sacrifices, offerings, or nothing. He wants you to go and get it right with the person that's on earth. And you get it, just ask God to touch your heart and to help you go through that. Everybody have to ask the Lord. That's not easy.
Yeah.
You're human. He understands. That's why you're under grace. Are you worrying?
Maybe about the school, but I feel like I've been doing a lot better.
Don't worry. Stop worrying. Yeah, just don't worry about school. Just cast that on him. Keep stay focused on school, but things you can't worry, use your faith.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, thanks, Papa.
All right. God bless you, sister. Wonderful young lady. That is the conclusion for the night. Got some little music here from Jermaine Edwards. We're going to carry it on in.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen. In all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefits. Negative thoughts, pessimist call. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Remember, principles work everywhere, anytime. Failures get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserves a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of eyes. I got my eyes on the prize. I won't lie. Fight for my faith in the line. Here is the reason why.
the mediocrity that I won't accept. As long as God give me life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. Not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me or fill me with doubt. Faith is the substance of things so far and the evidence of things that I've not seen.
I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can go higher. There's more than
and you just wanna pour it out, 'cause take a look at my life and I see I ain't right for a friend. But you're so merciful that you look beyond my flaws and you gave your only life for a friend. Nah, love's so real, you don't pretend to, and you don't treat me like my friends do. Cause when they don't understand, they hate me. You always understand, rebuke in love, then you embrace me. Love's so real, I like how it feels. How could I ever do without you? How could I ever be without you? Out you. I could never go a day without you. Live my life in pain without you. Till the day when all this ends, you still be my closest friend. The only friendship that I want is yours. My everything, my heart is yours.
Island worship, I'm more worship. Island worship, yeah, oh yeah. I'm more worship. Sweet Jesus, oh yeah. Say that I'm tired of the struggles every day and night. Made up my mind, I'm gonna live right. Satan tried everything to mess with my mind. Putting things before me, try to take away my joy. So I said, flesh, no more, get out the door. I want to go to heaven, so I'm gonna make sure that my life is harder than my steps are pure. Meditate on the word, so my spirit will soar.
Scared to wave my hand. It will never leave.